He woke toward the morning, with the fire down to coals, and walked out to the road. Everything was alight, as if the lost sun were returning at last. The snow orange and quivering. A forest fire was making its way along the tinderbox ridges above them, flaring and shimmering against the overcast like the northern lights. Cold as it was, he stood there a long time. The color of it moved something in him long forgotten. Make a list. Recite a litany. Remember. It was colder. Nothing moved in that high world. A rich smell of wood smoke hung over the road. He pushed the cart on through the snow, a few miles each day. He'd no notion how far the summit might be. They ate sparely, and they were hungry all the time. He stood looking out over the country, a river far below. How far had they come? In his dream, she was sick, and he cared for her. The dream bore the look of sacrifice, but he thought differently. He didn't take care of her, and she died alone somewhere in the dark, and there is no other dream and no other tale to tell. On this road, there are no God-spoke men. They're gone, and I'm left, and they've taken with them the world. Query: how does the never-to-be differ from what never was? Dark of the invisible moon, the night's now only slightly less black. By day, the banished sun circles the earth like a grieving mother with a lamp. People sitting on the sidewalk in the dawn, half immolate and smoking in their clothes, like failed sectarian suicides. Others would come to help them. Within a year, there were fires on the ridges and deranged chanting, the screams of the murdered. By day, the dead impaled on spikes along the road. What had they done? He thought that in the history of the world, it might even be that there was more punishment than crime, but he took small comfort from it.